What's up? Welcome to the first episode ever of Rocky Top Sports Podcast. Let's go! Okay, so the first thing I'm going to be talking about is Tennessee versus Georgia. Now, we barely lost in overtime of 44-41. Max Gilbert missed the field goal for us to win. Now, did we want to win that game? Yes. Do we think we should have conserved time? Yes. This is what I think Josh Heupel should have done. Josh Heupel, I'm pretty sure Georgia had one more timeout. And we could have got the ball at least closer. They would have took a timeout. We would have got the ball closer, and we would have won that game, and we got in the middle of the field. But we're trying to get too conservative, try to win this by a short shot. Even though we're the underdogs, we got to win by a long shot. So, Josh Heupel, he should have really just let it be. He should have let the clock run. And so, they also had timeouts too. We had three timeouts. Georgia had one. They would have took that timeout, given us some time. That's why, but they were going to be like, oh, if we don't score here, we're going to have 1 second left. He's going to call a timeout. Yeah. But at that point, I'm pretty sure either it was tied or we were in the lead. I'm pretty sure it was tied. So, like, you're going to tie anyways. He is going to try to get some time on the clock for his offense. He should have just let the clock run, get to the middle of the field, and get closer instead of actually trying to win it by just cutting it close. I just don't understand. You trust that kicker in that big of a spot. 48 yards away, and he nails the next one, not for the win. That is just terrible for a kicker. But we have one more week until we got Alabama. Next time, I'm just going to address this early first. Second, next time we'll have my co-host, our co-host. So we could ask some questions to him and everything else. So that is literally what I thought about it. Our defense did good. The main question that I was seeing all over social media and all over everything on ESPN, everything, it was like, can Tennessee's receivers get open? And how I would respond to that now after the game was yes. OCs were wide open. Joey Aguilar, in that spot of the game, he looked like a deer lost in headlights. That's the only way to put it. A deer lost in headlights. That's Joey Aguilar's bad side. You stole underthrown balls, but we got lucky that it was pass interference. But at the same time, you cannot throw that many picks against Georgia. You cannot rely on your defense that much. Our defense did amazing. Like, they were good. Sometimes it showed that our secondary was beat up. But besides those times, we did absolutely pretty good. We did better than our offense, which that's not really what we're used to saying as Tennessee fans. Well, but they did better than our offense. It's usually so-so, but they did better than our offense. Yeah, that's just crazy that we lost by a double overtime test. I think it was overtime. Yeah, it was either first overtime or double overtime, second overtime. But at the end of the day, we still lost 44-41 against Georgia. Does Joey Aguilar keep it up? Does he go out and beat Alabama in a couple weeks? That's what we're going to get in on the next, next session. Alright, so we're going into, does Joey Aguilar stay the same, or does he get lost? Okay, so he went 24 for 36. Better than Arch Manning gets UTIP, which is pretty sad for Arch Manning. Anyways, he passed for 171 yards, which is pretty good against Georgia's defense. And 4 touchdowns and 1 rushing touchdown. But he saw it. But, like, he looked like a deer in headlights for a couple minutes in the game. Kind of freaked us out. But I think, let me know in the comments. Do you think Joey Aguilar is capable of playing in the SEC? He looks completely capable to me, but he just needs to get, like, he needs better accuracy. He needs to not get lost in those big situations. And I think we would have won that game with the kicker. Not with the kicker right now. But we would have won that game if we would have, Joey Aguilar hadn't thrown those picks. We would have longer drives. We probably would have ended in a field goal. A couple of those drives, we would have won by a couple field goals or maybe a touchdown. If that, he had, 2 interceptions. That is not good against Georgia. That's going to take you all your momentum to Georgia. And this doesn't make any sense. But the notes I'm looking at here, he had -8 rushing yards and but a rushing touchdown. At least he got a half a yard of rushing. But he got -8 rushing touchdown. But the first 14 passing attempts in the first quarter, which, get this, not accomplished by SEC quarterback in the last 20 years. He went 14 for 14 in the first quarter. Now, if he would have not thrown those 2 picks, now what if he stayed in the pocket a little longer? Now, if he went through a progression, it's not just say, oh, I'm the best, I'm throwing interceptions. We would have won that game, and he would have been 36 for 36. And it would have been a perfect throwing game. He probably would have had more touchdowns. Probably would have won that game. Probably would have had more passing yards. Okay? Then that would open up the run game because they would put more deep and then we got nobody in the box. Then we got that running back. I just think as soon as we saw he had to go into overtime, a lot of Tennessee fans turned off the game. Well, we didn't. Because we need to get this out to y'all. Is this the Tennessee trend down or they turn up? I don't know. Y'all need to stay, you should stay tuned for the next talk, which is in 3. Okay, so what we're talking about now is Tennessee trending up or trending down? That is what we're talking about now. Gotta get this description in for you. Okay, so are they trending up or not? That's why this whole thing starts. I think we're trending up. Moving on up in the world. Yeah. We cannot keep a quarterback for more than 1 year. That's what I see. For the past couple of years, we've only had a quarterback. So we had, guess this. Hendon Hooker, 1 year. Joe Milton, 1 year. Maybe 2. I think 1. 1 year starting at least. Joey Aguilar, one knee at Tennessee. That's three straight. That's not three straight, but that's three quarterbacks. Oh, and Nico. That's three straight. That's four straight years. One, two, three, four. Of one new quarterback in the league. But we've had a currently ranked top 10 in recruiting class. Which includes 2 5-star commitments. And next year, we should have strong offensive potential. Because we've already hit 2 5-star quarterbacks, one transfer from LSU that's a 5-star wide receiver, and then another one that's a 4-star receiver. And then we got an edge rusher coming in for us. But though Tennessee has one of the toughest schedules in all of college football, has a quarterback for 1 year, has a lot of other guys for one more year, having to still rebuild his team, even though it's like not having to rebuild it, they're having to climb up every single year. They need to start keeping freshmen. Because if they don't keep them freshmen, they're going to just keep any 1 year guys and then getting out and just wasting their money. So they're just going to keep those guys for 5 to 4 years. But if you register 5, and we'd be straight. We'd be able to keep anybody that we need, and we'd be able to win a lot of more games, and then maybe a natty. Now, for the end of this, we're going to be talking about the whole out of the season. So this episode, just to inform, first episode ever, it's mainly on football. We just had an insane game this weekend. We're going to be getting into a lot more sports once more sports are getting started. I know women's soccer, women's volleyball, they're all just getting started. And we're just going to be talking about football for this episode, but this episode's on server. If you stayed at this point, make sure you like, subscribe on whatever you're watching on. Yeah, but we still have one more thing to go. Let's go. Alright, so for the end of this first episode, we got the conclusion for what I've been talking about all through. So, however the 2025 season could be a transitional season, which means like they have a new quarterback that he's not used to the playing style, but he looks like it. Tennessee's long-term outlook is crazy good. You would not expect that. But this is what I got to earlier today when we were talking about Josh Heupel or something like that. This year, the success this year will depend on our offense. Nothing near our defense. Nothing near special teams. Our special teams is pretty good. Offense, everything. We need to depend on our offense, consistency, and the defense to continue their elite performances. Now, if we do that, we will be a natty team. We'll be the Alabama with Nick Saban, but Josh Heupel with Tennessee. That's what we are right now. We're not even close to Nick Saban. But once we get both of those things rolling, we're passing that. Right there. Kalen DeBoer, he's probably got some big shoes to fill. But he's like way back here now. And just right here. We're going to be farther than that in a couple years. If our offense can just keep it going consistently. And our defense is staying precise. I think our defense is elite. Offense is elite, but the offense has not reached their full potential. So, if you like this podcast, please consider subscribing and drop a comment down below if you have any questions. We'll gladly answer them. So, subscribe to Rocky Top Sports Podcast. See y'all later. Go Vols! What's up? Welcome to the first episode ever of...